trees can't speak, but John Eisenhower speaks their language. Talking Trees with Rosie on the House.
We're going to bring Frank into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we take a call. It's a great opportunity to jump in on the open line. Frank, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Good. Talk trees to us.
Hey, I got a tangelo tree. I put it in 2 years ago. This year it had a crop, 4 tangelos. And I'm wondering, with that youth of the tree, what is the maturity where I can get 100 tangelos?
Now, let me just ask this. I see you've got a 520 area code. Where in Arizona are you?
That is the east side, 10,000 east off of, say, Broadway.
In Tucson.
In Tucson.
Well, and how old did you say the tree is now?
He's 3 years old this year.
Okay.
It's... How big was it when you planted?
Oh, he was a little tiny guy, about
two or three feet
tall.
Yeah, well, 3 years is still a youngster, and you'll probably only your top growth is going to correspond to your root development. So as soon as the roots move out of the planting medium that the tree came with from the nursery, when they eventually get out into the native soil and that tree starts to get anchored into the native soil, and you are irrigating well and assuming you're going to be fertilizing it, once that happens and it gets a nice root development, you'll start to see some profuse top growth in the tree in the next couple of years. You know, given good growing conditions, citrus probably by the time it's about 10 years old will start, probably in that 100 fruit range, I would think. You'd probably be 6 or 8 years before you probably see 50 trees. So another 3 years and you'll probably be, putting on lots more fruit every year. Try not to, reduce that top growth as you start to see those branches, grow up from the existing canopy. You'll have to just start training it up. It must, be about maybe 4 feet tall now?
3.5 feet. But are there some do's and don'ts, Rosie? Do water it. Don't water it too much. Don't trim it. Do trim it.
I wouldn't do any trimming at that age. I would probably take the fruit off, because the tree is putting a lot of energy out to produce that fruit that could be going towards branch structure and root structure.
Yeah, as soon as it's ripe enough to pick off the tree and enjoy, get it off the tree. And by this time, you should have some new fruit that the blossoms from this last year are, producing a little small fruit now. So, yeah, just the next few years, it should be really good. Be sure you're fertilizing and taking care of it. And, there's a really a good article on our website if you go to itreeservice.com, on how best to water your trees. There's some really good tips on how to make sure that you're getting adequate water but not overdoing it. We find a lot of problems with irrigation this time of year. People overcompensate for what they think are the higher water demands of their plants. And there are higher water demands in the summer. But don't overdo it. Too much of a good thing can be bad for trees, and water falls in that category. Don't put water on top of water on top of water. You'll suffocate the roots and cause problems.
And the funny thing is, an overwatering tree can look like it needs water because it's yellowing. It have the same effect.
Exactly.
So it some people are like, I'm not watering enough. Let me add some more. And it's, why is it yellowing? It's not enough water. Well, the roots are soaking wet.
Generally, if a tree's, it's water stressed, it'll start getting a little bit of a margin burn on the edges of the leaves, or they'll start to get crispy and dry. If your leaves are still moist but they're turning yellow, that could be overwatering. When we see this yellowing, a general yellowing of the plant material, that quite often is a overwatering situation.
Tori wants to talk about her ash trees that are not doing well but have been great for the last 9 years. As I mentioned, we've got a number of text questions revolving around lemon trees. What kind of varieties? When do they fruit well. One gentleman in Casa Grande says he's got branches going everywhere and he wants to reshape them. When would be a good time to reshape the citrus tree? We'll talk about that along with all of our, what are we in, July? July's talking tree calendar and all the to-dos there. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Text questions 411-923. You can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com.